When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's what's great, folks. Mike was on a sugar high, all right, before coming down here to Mate's worldwide headquarters, and now he's coming down off his sugar high, and the guy is, come on, you're just out of it.
Well, look,
You're done.
I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. I'm not mentally straightened out enough to do the podcast this week.
No, the podcast this week is a very important thing. I'm rip-roaring, raring to go. I'm ready to go. I got the skates on. I've had the skate. I'm warmed up. I'm ready for the puck to drop. You're just kind of back in the locker room. You'd want a nap. You just kind of want to...
There's got to be a time when athletes are like, not today, coach. Not today.
You know what? That doesn't enter the athlete's lexicon. If there's a game, then it's today, coach. It's today.
But every once in a while, aren't they just like, you know what? Not today, coach.
Yeah. They're never like that.
Why wouldn't they be?
You can't be not today, coach. It's always today, coach.
No, I mean, I know the schedule was posted. And I know, you know, everybody knows.
Game day.
Game day. We got to play the game today.
Yeah.
But at a certain... Game day. At a certain... On some days, you know,
they
probably take a vote.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, we talked about it, coach. Yeah. Not today.
Yeah, that doesn't ever happen. It's always today, coach. Now, here's the difference. And okay, this is I don't want everyone to know this, but they might pay lip service to the idea that it's today, coach.
And it's not really today.
No, it's not really today.
Right. They're tired.
Yeah, they just kind of want to go through the motions and get home and curl up, have a little nap.
Okay. So you agree that sometimes it is not today, coach.
No, sir. It's always yes today, coach.
Got it. Sometimes. Got it. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. Welcome to Mates, everybody. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, the podcast where Tom Cavanaugh and myself, Michael Ian Black, pick, eat, and rate a snack. And today, what a snack we have.
Can I just say that for a guy who really needs a nap and wasn't really ready, you delivered that very well. Robust to the point. Well done.
Because I'm a broadcast professional, Tom. I roll into work, and every day is game day.
Except today.
Not today.
No. Yeah. Today's night. Today's kind of nap on the couch day. Yeah. Here's what we got today for you. For your viewing pleasure, and I know you're not viewing, we got the Hettin Hoodin, Hettin Hoodin, Hettin Hoodin.
What's the Hettin Hoodin, Hettin Hoodin? What is that?
That's the intro song.
We don't have that intro song.
That's not for us. It's for this particular product. Have you ever heard me do the hittin' hood, hittin' hood? That's because we've never had Teddy Grahams on the program before.
Teddy Grahams. This is what? Teddy Grahams.
Hittin' hood, hittin' hood, hoop. Teddy Grahams.
It's an unlikely choice for us.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody's excited about it.
No, look, am I excited about it?
No.
I'm trying to be.
No, I know.
I'm trying.
I appreciate your enthusiasm.
I'm doing everything I can because I feel if it's just left up to you, the podcast will end in 40 seconds and our viewers will feel shortchanged.
No, I know.
I know they're not.
I know you're doing your best. Look, there's no more consummate professional than you. You don't want to do Teddy Grahams.
No.
Nobody wants to do Teddy Grahams.
I don't want to do Teddy Grahams.
At a certain point, we were going to have to do Teddy Grahams.
Yeah.
Teddy Grahams, we're going to get them out of the way today.
Well, today, Mike, you know what? We've got ourselves some Teddy Grahams, a box o' cinnamon, and Teddy Grahams, a box o' chocolate.
The teddy bear on the Teddy Graham box looks just delighted to be associated with this product.
On my box, I got a teddy bear on the front. Really delighted to be waving the flag for Teddy Grahams, a Nabisco product, by the way, Mike. And on the back, the teddy bear is happily building a tower out of Teddy Grahams.
Mm-hmm. He's saying, look, you can stack these things one on top of the other. I highly doubt that is actually possible.
I think it's impossible. And also, there's a slight suggestion of cannibalism here, which I don't know how I feel about.
Yeah, bears eating bears. I mean, we don't normally have people-shaped snacks. There aren't a lot of snacks shaped like people that you go, oh, it's just like eating people.
You know what? Now that you said that, I'm trying to think, is there?
I think there might be some macaroni and cheese products, like Rugrats or something, where it's sort of shaped in the shape of the characters from the thing.
Right.
Other than that, I can't think of any people-shaped products.
I know they have, I think, Toy Story Cheez-Its, but that's a different thing.
Right.
But it's weird. I mean, your kids are consuming Woody. They're eating Jesse.
But those are toys. They're not people.
Right.
They're toys,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sort of humanoid-shaped toys.
You make a valid point.
But there's no product, and I'm thinking there probably should be, that is literally just trying to accurately represent people, and then you eat that.
We should maybe maybe we should invent one and put like maybe political figures on it.
Yeah.
So that you've got like,
that
here's Condoleezza Rice.
Fantastic.
You know, and
eat the presidents.
Yeah.
Not that Condoleezza Rice was the president.
No.
But eat the presidents. That would be great.
I wonder if we're on to something. Eat the presidents. Now, what would we make it so that it would – because I think we're – I don't think the kids who are eating the Teddy Grahams necessarily want to eat the presidents.
I think
it's more an adult snack.
Mm-hmm. I think you want to make them gushers. So when you bite into JFK's head, like it gushes some sort of goo.
Have you caught the Kennedys on
No.
On the Kennedys miniseries?
No.
It's been going on?
No.
You're not up on that?
No, I haven't been watching it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you that the woman who married the Scientologist there.
There was a Scientologist?
Yeah, a toothy grin.
Sergeant Shriver?
Not Sergeant Shriver. He's got a toothy grin. He was in Top Gun. He's got a big head of black hair.
Oh, he's an actor, not a Kennedy.
He's an actor. No, no. His wife plays.
Barry Pepper.
It's not Barry Pepper. I actually know Barry Pepper.
Jesus Christ.
And here's
who cares? Who cares that you know Barry Pepper?
Well, I had a little Barry Pepper story, but now because you're being rude to me, I'm not going to tell you.
But I mean, it's just like, I know Barry Pepper. Who the fuck cares?
Well, I was going to preface my story with, I know Barry Pepper, and then I was going to tell the story.
But it came out like just like you
yeah,
were. Like
I didn't
you,
mean it.
You could, like you had these two giant Samsonite luggages.
This is good.
Filled with fame that you were just going to plop
yeah,
down.
Yeah.
I know Barry Pepper.
Can I tell you what my fame-filled luggage...
Tell me your Barry
can
Pepper
Can I tell
story
you what
first?
My fame-filled luggage amounts to?
Yeah.
Kind of a fanny pack, maybe, at best. And you know who's in the fanny pack?
Me?
Yeah. That's about it.
It's a small fanny pack. Tell me your Barry Pepper story.
No, it was how Barry and I played on the same.
It's Barry now.
At the time, it was Barry too. He still went by Barry. Oh.
It started off as.
What do you think he goes by now?
Barry Pepper. Barry Pepper.
Barry Pepper. So we played on the same softball team,
mm-hmm.
And a great athlete, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is a girl softball team.
Yeah,
because you're on it. Because you're on it.
I'm on it. Yeah,
it's a girl softball team.
Yeah,
because you're on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think the women's – everyone knows women are better softball players anyway than men. And there Barry and I are the women's softball team. I think I feel your joke is a dud. It's a Teddy Graham of a joke. Sorry. I don't mean to it was just – it's not really a great story now that I realize I'm telling it. But it was how modest he was. We were playing in Vancouver. I'm going down to do this movie. And the movie turns. I have to leave. I can't be there for the playoffs. I have to head down and do this movie. At the time, let me just say that I assumed he was doing the kind of movie that we were all doing, you know, which was Bordello of Blood Part 8.
Uh huh.
You know that, and he's like, "Oh, good for you. You can't you just miss it for the playoffs? Can't miss it for the playoffs."
Right.
And then it turned out to be Private Ryan.
No, that was a big movie.
I just feel – oh, it was a huge movie.
Yeah, I know that one.
I just feel that if I were in Private Ryan, I would have had a Private Ryan baseball glove,
mm-hmm.
and a Private Ryan t-shirt, mm-hmm. with a guess who's in Private Ryan with an arrow pointing up at my neck,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I probably would have had Private Ryan knee braces,
mm-hmm.
and on the back of the knee brace would have been Steven Spielberg authentic knee mm-hmm. braces, you know, and I would have had – was Vin Diesel in that?
I think he was, oddly enough.
Yeah, I think my boy had Vin Diesel's picture maybe on my cleats.
Right. Damon
was in it? Oh, yeah, he was. the ostensible, he was the...
he was Private Ryan.
He was Private Ryan. The guy they saved.
In the end, they saved him. Fuck, if anybody hasn't seen it.
Oh, man. Oh,
if
no.
Anybody
what did
hasn't
you just
seen,
do?
Well,
what did you just do?
Well...
Uh-oh.
But...
Oh, no.
I don't know if this podcast survives.
It wasn't called... We saved Private Ryan. It was right. called Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, I
you
feel
know,
bad.
In retrospect, when I think about it, Saving Private Ryan gives away as much as almost what you just did.
Pretty much.
You know who else was in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks.
I know of Tom Hanks, and I'm also aware that he was in that movie.
I would like it if Tom Hanks – hey, Tom. Tom.
There. Yes.
If you're listening to this, Tom Hanks,
I am.
It would behoove us if you would write in with your favorite snack. And you know what we will do?
What?
If we think it's worthy of our podcast, we might just give it a mention and put it on our show. Right? We can do that for Hanks.
Sure, for Hanks, yeah. What do you think? I like granola.
You know what? Hmm? I think that's – you know, we need to play a game, I just realized. Match the celebrity with their snack.
Okay.
And I feel like Tom Hanks and granola is a very solid match.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a...
Well,
gonna,
it probably needs its own, I would imagine, theme song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's... Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity match snacks.
Yeah, something like that. I was hoping that we...
How about this? Celebrity match snacks.
Good.
Celebrity match snacks.
We'll take care of it in post-production, I think. I don't know that I need to hear...
Okay, but we agree that Bjork will be singing it?
Fine, yes.
Okay, so Bjork will sing our celebrity in Magic. You ready? I'm going to give you a celebrity. I want to see what you can do with this.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
Tori Spelling.
Low-fat string cheese.
Damn, he's good.
All right,
you're going to give me one?
Well, it's got to go back and forth.
That's what she said.
Who?
The woman that was addressing the comment about going back and forth.
Got it. John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. Chocolate chip cookies.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. I was going to go salty with him. I was going to go Fritos.
You know, I went through... you see, there was a little delay there.
Oh, a long delay.
Because I take it seriously.
A lot of dead air.
Yeah, but the viewers are right there with me.
Yeah.
I don't think that you want to take this lightly.
I'm not.
I want to get the best possible match.
Yeah, but I also think there's
a celebrity snack match.
Is that the end of the game?
No. We're still playing.
Okay, because I also think there's a question of speed involved. You know, I mean, you got to get in.
You're
there
right.
Quick.
That's what she said.
Same girl.
Yeah.
Yep.
She didn't have much more to add than that.
Well.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah. Eyes closed. Focused.
You gotta have your eyes. You definitely have to have your eyes closed. Okay. Vin Diesel. Trick. It's not a trick. Vin Diesel.
Honeydew melon with a little bit of honey on it.
That's shitty. Give me Vin Diesel. Beef jerky.
See, I think I wanted to go the opposite way.
Yeah, you certainly did.
And the reason was...
You know what he's doing? He's like, come on, man. Honeydew Diesel, come on.
Yeah, with a little bit of honey. With prosciutto, maybe. Prosciutto. Cantaloupe and prosciutto.
Come on,
because I wanted to go...
Come on, man.
All right,
I'm in Fast Five, man.
I apologize.
Come on.
Vin Diesel, all right. So I lose a point.
Yeah, you lose a point. Okay. Give me one. Got my eyes closed. I got my laser focus.
Martin Sheen.
Twizzlers.
What?
I think so.
Come on.
You said Martin. Here's what I think. Can I tell you what I think?
Yeah.
Martin Sheen has got a really nice dressing room, and here's what I see. They're unwrapped,
mm-hmm.
and they're sitting in a glass jar by the door, and he takes a few on his way out.
You know, it can't
you don't
be
think
right.
So?
It can't be right. He's a creature of Los Angeles. Even if he likes licorice, it's going to be Red Vines. It's not going to be Twizzlers.
All right, then let me try again.
No, you lose a point.
Okay, I'll lose a point. But can I just
say? You didn't let me choose again with Vin Diesel. You were just like, no, that's
not
right.
You took your own. That wasn't me. That was Vin. Get it right.
Okay, fair enough.
If you want to do it, if you want to chastise me, you got to do it as Martin Sheen.
That's not right.
All right, is it me or you?
It's you to me.
Okay, Pia Zadora.
I don't know who Pia Zadora is.
Oh, okay, guy. All right, Rachel Hunter.
Who's that?
Come on.
Oh, is she Rod Stewart's ex-wife?
It's too late now. You've had time to think it over. Yes, it is.
All right. You're older than me.
That doesn't mean anything. She's Stacy's mom.
Oh, okay.
Ah!
All right, but you got to give me just...
Fountains of Wayne.
As a band? A collective?
No, that's a song.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
Oh.
I mean, I can't do a band, what their favorite snack is.
It wasn't a band. That's the people that sing Stacy's mom.
I understand.
Well, apparently you don't.
Tom, it was confusing.
I don't think you know Charlie Sheen.
Okay, so Charlie Sheen.
I said it.
Drugs.
Go. Good. Snack of choice. Drugs. Okay. Good. That was really solid. I got to tell you.
All right. Here's an oddball. Maybe a little bit.
Give me an oddball.
Chris Rock.
Blue chip corn chips.
I'll accept blue chip corn chips. I will accept that. But I think it's interesting that you went directly to a place of color. Like you immediately qualified with a color.
Absolutely.
Because he's black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? You understand that, don't you? You know who Chris Rock is, right?
Yes.
He's a motherfucker with a hat.
Yes.
Okay, no, I think we should do
one more round.
One more round.
Okay.
Okay. You know what it is? Pressure round. Elimination round.
Okay.
Okay. If neither of us gets eliminated, we both win.
Okay.
But that won't happen because I can't see you winning this one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep my mind blank. I don't want to.
Yeah, no, that's the whole thing. Exactly right.
Hard.
With the tortilla
Very
corn
hard.
Chips, I started with tried to start with nothing on the shelf.
Right. That's
and
what
then,
I'm doing.
And then I got the blue tortilla corn chips.
That's what
chips.
I'm doing.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of what celebrities we have and what demographic we haven't really represented. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber.
Cookies.
You're out.
I know.
But I could be out too. I could be eliminated as well. We could both be eliminated. Okay, hang on a second. I got to get a blank mind.
Shouldn't be too hard.
You implied I'm dumb.
Joe Montana.
He likes cereal.
No winners.
No winners this week. Today.
That's disappointing.
Oh, I know. That's great.
Teddy Grahams.
But can I say, in all honesty, I feel like when I put a snack in front of Joe Montana, I see him eating like Wheaties.
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that in all honesty. But cereal was not the correct answer.
No, what was for Joe Montana? Wheaties.
Nah.
Come on.
It's not Wheaties.
I think it is. He's Joe Montana. He's the guy with 92 yards to go and said, hey, look, there's John Candy.
I feel like it's like potato chips. I feel like it's something easy.
Joe Montana is
He's a simple guy. He's not going for like Wheaties.
Yeah, he is going for Wheaties.
If you had said Wheaties, I would have had to consider it at least. But you said cereal.
Yeah. It was Wheaties is cereal. Did you know, Mike, that they had in their advertising campaign for these suckers? Because they somehow got the rights to the Elvis Presley teddy bear song.
I did not know that.
And this is what they sang. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
We just want to eat tasty Teddy Grahams. Scrumptious bunch of bite-sized bears full of golden graham. Oh, let them be. Oh, let them be. Yo, Teddy Graham.
Yeah, you're not going to do any better than that for
it
a jingle.
It seems awful to me.
Oh, I don't think you can do any better than that for that.
I think it's terrible.
Why?
The jingle, the musical part seems, well, it's obviously great. It's an Elvis hit. Scrumptious bunch of bite-sized bears full of golden graham.
Yeah, perfect. That's exactly what they are. Scrumptious bunch of bite-sized bears. They're bears. They're bite-sized. They're scrumptious. And what are they full of? Golden graham.
They were like 10 minutes before lunch. They had to hurry, and they just kind of let Ed figure it out. He'll figure it out.
No. The best works of art feel effortlessless. In other words, full of effort.
Is that anything like effortless?
Yeah, in other words, full of effort.
Yeah, well, this one feels like they were sweat-stained and, you know, ties loose and trying hard and came up with that.
I don't mind it at all. Oh, let them be.
Oh, that's fine.
Your Teddy Grahams.
That's okay.
Yeah. What is it?
Scrumptious bunch of bite-sized bears.
Full of golden graham. I love it.
I think it's terrible.
I love it. I'll go out on a limb. I'll say there's never been a better song written.
I'm not even going to, like, you're sitting on that limb out there. And you're
like a lion. I'm sitting out there on a limb.
If you're hanging out there like a lion on that limb, I'm ignoring you. He wants to engage. I'm like, no, I'm not going to engage with him if that's his limb. But there's the best song ever written.
Yep. Best song ever. Well, no, I take it back. Not best song ever written. Best lyrics ever written.
Right. I'm also not going to engage you on that limb.
Okay. Because you want to pick your battles because you know certain battles you're not going to win, this being one of them.
It wouldn't take me long. I think Pia Zadora recorded songs. As a matter of fact, I think Charlie Sheen in his recent tour had some kind of music going. I would guarantee those lyrics are better than these lyrics.
You can guarantee all you want. Doesn't make it true.
I guaranteed it, so it is true.
Guarantee is a promise.
I promise you that the I don't even know if they exist, but the Charlie Sheen lyrics are going to be better than the Scrumptious Bunch of Bite-Sized Bears.
Well,
he's Charlie freaking Sheen. You know who his dad is? This is going to knock your socks off. Do you know who Charlie Sheen's dad is?
Mm-mm.
You look it up. Look it up. It'll amaze you.
The chocolate ones...
I don't much care for the chocolate.
Just going to say, they're just not as good. The chocolate and
Graham. You know why? Because the chocolate masks the Graham taste.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a little bit more about the chocolate.
Right.
The cinnamon complements the Graham taste.
The appeal of the Graham is the Graham. When you start fighting it with chocolate,
You go on.
No, I'm done. What
was funny was I was nodding along. Yeah. And then it got awfully quiet.
Not today, Coach.
Right, I forgot.
I'm creating a sort of fan shape, a scallop shape out of the Teddy Grahams, and I'm alternating cinnamon, chocolate in layers so that it's creating...
You're making a pattern.
I'm making a pattern as any child eating Teddy Grahams might do.
I can actually see that if you put down, say, 20 Teddy Grahams in front of a 4-year-old, they might do what you are doing right now.
Because I see life with the wonderment of a child. You know, I see every day for me is another opportunity to see the world anew. That's just how I go through life, Tom, with wonder.
You go through life with wonder and begging the classic maturity joke. I'm going to stay away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like your sunny countenance. I like your outlook on life. I don't want to kind of destroy that. You're also dark, self-flagellating, violent, virulent, testy sometimes, moody.
Resentful,
jealous.
Racist.
Completely racist and misogynistic. And really good company at a dance. At a ball, if I'm at a ball, I want you there.
I shine at formal occasions.
I know at some point some hack of the band is going to get requested the tango. They're going to go ahead and play it, and then I'm going to look out at the dance floor. I'll be in mid-conversation, you know, with somebody from the Politburo or something like that, somebody in a black tie, and I'll look out. There you'll be with the prettiest woman in the room and a rose in your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just be watching that going, how does he do it?
Wonderment.
That's what they like?
They
can sense it.
I see the world.
You can't fake that.
With the eyes of a child.
What does it look like through the eyes of a child anyway? It must be frightening.
No. The child that I am has cataracts.
Okay. So it makes it difficult to see.
Very difficult to see. Foggy.
That's really unfortunate. Can your parents not afford the surgery?
They can't afford the surgery.
Or maybe you're too young to have eye surgery.
I'm a little young for the surgery and they can't afford it anyway. My dad works in the mines.
He works in the Connecticut mines?
Yeah. Mike and Tom eat snacks on the internet.
Go on.
Like?
Making... Teddy Graham.
I like Teddy Graham.
But I feel like that is – you can't have that as your selling point. I like Teddy Grahams too, but making Teddy Graham patterns, you know, it's not an arts and crafts store. It's a food stuff. And I think it's got to hang its hat on the foodstuffs. But you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. That it has to hang its hat on the foodstuffs.
That's what I was saying. I have a near incontrollable urge to swipe my hand through that and just knock them willy-nilly all over the place.
It would be fine if you did, because for me,
that's the only thing that stops me from doing it, that you would be like, yeah, you had to do that.
For me, the joy is the process, not the result.
Yeah, that's good. That's why you live life successfully.
I really?
Because it's not the end, it's the journey.
It's something I keep trying to teach you.
The end would be death.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, thank you. I like that. That's very good.
Yeah. But I don't mean that religiously.
No, you mean it
medically.
Medically. Medically, the end would be death. We agree?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Medically, you're right. It wouldn't be.
Not necessarily.
Heaven.
No. Do you honestly believe in heaven?
Absolutely.
What the fuck?
And it's not just because I know it infuriates you.
It's not that it infuriates me. I wish I could believe in it.
Of course.
But it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Make things a lot easier for you.
Oh, shit. Every day would be a joy. I would see the world through the eyes of a child if I could believe in heaven.
Then you'd be talking. Then you'd really be – if you could see the world through the eyes of a child.
Because there'd be no reason to fret about anything.
You're right. That's right.
There'd be no reason to do anything.
You know me.
Oh, but yeah. You're constantly in a good mood because you're like, oh, I'm going to live happily ever after.
I love – how riled up you get.
Well, it's just because it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all.
The concept of heaven doesn't make any sense?
No, it is absurd on its face.
Can I ask you something? What makes sense to you? The things that you can see in front of your face?
Yes.
That's it?
No.
What else?
I believe in
any
Jupiter.
Other concepts?
I believe in Jupiter. I've never seen Jupiter. It's not right in front of my face. But I believe that it's there.
If you face the right way, it is.
No.
Sure, you got a fancy telescope.
It's observable. It's empirically evidential.
Yep.
We know it to be true.
You want to come with me to the observatory tonight? I can hook you up. I can sit you in the big seat there.
In front of the massive
telescope.
I'd love it.
Observe it to your heart's content.
I'd love it. I'd love to confirm for myself that Jupiter's there. I'd love to see it with my own eyes. But the fact is, whether or not I ever do, I will retain a belief in Jupiter to my dying day.
Mm-hmm. And then when you die, what happens next?
I'm not agreeing with the proposition that I'm going to die.
Okay.
That's the only thing that sustains me right now, is that you know, until that moment happens, I'm going to say, you know what, maybe not me.
Was it Ted Knight on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Dead.
Yeah, but I remember on the time he was like, hey, guys, I'm her. Hi, Lou. He was going to get himself all frozen up. I think so. And Lou, Ed Asner, just wanted to be propped outside his door with his hat on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of feel like you are the former. You're going to be frozen so you can live, no?
It was something. I got to do something.
Yeah.
Because the alternative
is too scary to entertain.
It's not that it's too scary. It's that, you know, I got a pretty good bird in the hand right now.
What do you got?
I'm here.
Yep. You're alive.
I'm alive.
Yeah.
I'll stick with that.
It's going well.
It's going fine. It's going as well as anything has ever gone for me.
Okay.
So I'll stick with that. You.
Mm-hmm.
You got two in the bush just waiting for you. You got this eternal life waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is that to you? Is it literal life? Is it literally you're sitting there surrounded by Jackie Robinson and all your loved ones and Cat Stevens, who will probably precede you into the afterlife, and you're all hanging out? Is it literally that?
Do you remember an episode of Stella where you and the boys sat around and you guys were kind of like, you know, going on about, I think, that very topic.
Right.
I don't look at God as a guy in a throne with a white beard. To me, it's more a – what did they say? To me, it's more of a
– it could be anything. It could be a leaf on a tree.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's sort of me.
That doesn't help me at all.
I know.
I feel like you just don't want to get into this.
Well, I kind of do, and I also kind of feel an obligation to the Teddy Grahams, who are like, dude, what?
The Teddy Grahams are going to be fine.
You think?
Look at them. They're fine.
Yeah.
I've got them scalloped in front of me. They're in great shape. They're happy. No, not a one of them is complaining. Meanwhile, I'm looking for some soul salvation.
Yeah, I know you are. I know you are. And I wish I could help you.
You just carry around with you this little germ, this little belief that...
Well, I wish I could paint it like that, where we say, you know, you go through this door, a couple of dudes with wings. Oh, hello. You're not due here till, you know, 2069.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to you? Well, I was going through a tunnel on my bike.
Mm.
And the angel took me out early.
Oh, well, come on in.
Yeah.
We just made some iced tea.
He's doing push-ups. Oh, there's Goldie Hawn. Not like that.
No?
No. No. Although, you know, that would be fine, too.
That would be great.
Here's my thing. I don't know what it is.
But you know it's there.
I don't know it's there.
You just said you believe in it.
Yeah. That's a different thing, though.
So you wouldn't guarantee it.
I don't know. How can I know? I'm here with you.
Because it's a
looking a little more fit than you.
Because it's a belief system. Although that's what I'm asking you.
You're wearing a tight gray waffle shirt. He looks good today. Yeah.
Because it's a belief system mm-hmm. that you hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
You say you believe in this thing.
I don't say it. I don't say it to any strangers, unlike the, you know, 70,000 people who are listening to this podcast.
No, I know. But them. I asked you and you said, yes, I believe in heaven. So I'm just asking for some clarification and some definition because I want to believe in heaven.
I have looked
high and low for evidence of an afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
Have not found it.
I think that's the wrong tact, I have to say, to look for evidence of the afterlife.
Well, what are you basing your belief on?
Well, I feel that if it were just this, I just think that seems to me like, I don't know.
Like a bummer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it isn't just that.
This is how I live.
How do you live?
Like that. Like, God, it's a bummer. It's just this.
Look, I'm not trying to antagonize you.
I know you're not.
You know I take great pleasure out of this kind of stuff.
I do.
And I you know also that I want you to be happy.
But you also know that you
and I are built a little bit differently, and you're like, give me some damn empirical evidence.
Right.
Show me the shaft of light from the heavens down to the earth.
Yeah.
Give me a little something.
Something. Something.
Yeah.
Something I could plant my
Change
flag in.
Change some loaves to some fish.
Something.
Or some fish to some loaves.
Either way.
Work. Yeah. You would be happy with a whole bunch of fish.
Yeah.
Loaves being changed to fish and vice versa.
I'm happy with fish. I'm happy with loaves. I'll take either or.
You'll take anything.
Just give me something, something, so that I don't have this blackness in my soul.
And I am so – well, see, I don't want the blackness. I feel like the blackness in your soul – what was the thing where someone, when you were 5 years old, was that you were talking on the podcast? They're like
– my grandma told me I would change.
You changed. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one. But maybe even worse is you going, yeah, I know, Grandma.
She was right. She was right.
Yeah. I mean, it's all personal belief, right? I don't know what to tell you on stuff like this.
But fuck, how do you get personal beliefs? I need a belief system. You're just like, I'm going
to
believe.
But if I were to lay out like four precepts or concepts, postulates for these things you need to, you couldn't just adopt them as your own, could
Why?
You? Well, maybe you could.
Just give them to me. I'll take them. I'm looking for something.
Let me figure out what they are, and then I will give them to you.
Be kind to others.
That's good.
Like, I know about that one.
Yeah.
But that's not
the high message of religion, I would say, would be, you know, do unto others as you would have done unto.
I've heard that.
Yeah, you've heard that.
I've heard that one.
And what do you think about that?
It's fine.
Yeah, it's good. It's okay, right?
You know, is it getting me half off pizzas on Wednesday nights? Maybe.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm saying if the natural conclusion of that is on Wednesday nights they're like half off pizzas, I'd be like, then that's a good rule because they're being kind to me, as I would be to them.
Yeah. Okay. So you would adopt the being kind to others rule if it got you some pizza on Wednesday.
Half off. I'm not saying free pizza. I don't want them to go out of business.
Right.
Half off.
Half off pizza was good enough for you to adopt the high message of religion.
I think yes.
If they're not having any sales on their pizza.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Rob a bank, maybe?
Yeah, fuck it, fuck them.
Yeah, okay. All right. So your thing is sort of like results-oriented.
Or evidential. Yeah, results-oriented.
Mr. Black, I don't know if you're such a good candidate for the heaven consideration program. But we sure do love you. Unconditionally, too. That's another postulate. Look, you're fine. You just... I feel like if you suddenly got cheery like me, I think it would be a problem for you.
I've had moments in my life where I've been cheery.
Oh, I've been around them. I love them.
Yeah.
I would also say that you're probably more cheery than you let on. In a better mood than you let on, happier than you might let on.
Most of the time I'm fine.
Yeah.
Most of the time I'm fine. But I take antidepressants.
That's fine too.
Yeah.
You know, there's a big sign up in my neighborhood here in New York City that says depression is a flaw in chemistry, not personality.
Absolutely. My flaws in my personality are totally separate.
So if you just alter a little bit of the serum, you're good.
I try. That's why I experiment with other drugs,
But
too.
Can I tell you something? That's the point, folks. We're not advocating now to suddenly become... going willy-nilly into the drug world.
I'm not advocating that.
You're not advocating that? Or you
I'm not advocating that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm not. I don't care. You can do that. That's fine.
Who are you talking to?
The viewers. I know they're not viewers.
Okay.
Ratings?
Ratings.
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 Teddy Graham's let us down.
Whoa! This is what I'm worrying about. Teddy Graham's is like, no, you know what, Mike? You know what, Tom? Wait, they probably don't talk in that voice. Hang on a second. No. 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 Yeah. No. No. You know what, Mike? You know what, Tom? You let us down. We were vying. They wouldn't say vying. We wanted to be on this program forever, and we got on, and what happened? Black made a fucking fan out of us, and Tom talked about us for 4 seconds. Screw you! Screw you, bastards! Who do you think you are? Oh, you're talking about religion! Oh, the hard questions of life! Fuck you! You think it's easy being a Teddy Graham? It's not! We sit in a box, we're stuffed, everybody's on top of us all our lives, all we've ever known! We can't get out! We finally get out, we get some publicity, and what happens? Fuck you! You're not talking about us! It's our moment to shine! And what did you do? And I know what's going to happen next! A four! Teddy Graham's are a four! I know what's going to happen! Fuck you!
You misunderstood me. Not let us down. Led us down. L-E-D.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Led us down a path of philosophical introspection. And for that, I thank them.
You're welcome.
The Teddy Graham is a perfectly reasonable Graham-flavored snack. It's hitting all the right notes, particularly the cinnamon one. It's adorably shaped. It's got, as you know, the kiln-fired glaze that I enjoy so much.
The wood oven glaze.
The taste is spot on. And, you know, you can eat a handful of them or a couple handfuls of them and feel like I've had a decent carb recharge. I'm off to play, Mom. I'm off to play. I'm gonna go barrel hooping with the kids from the neighborhood,
Mom.
Let
me just put my beanie on with the propeller on top, and I will grab the hula hoop, and away I will go.
That's all we want, guys. That's all we're looking for.
A little recognition and a little respect. That's all we want.
And and the chocolate one I don't like as much.
What?
But still, a perfectly reasonable snack, a good carb recharge.
All right.
And I've already spoken to Tom. And we like you guys a lot.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give you a four.
Yeah, fuck you! Four it is.
See you next week.
You got it.